25-year veteran in the financial arena. He is also a registered fiduciary. Folks, that means he has got your best interest at heart. That is Coach Pete DeRuta, also in studio with us. He is better known as the Chief, but he is our Chief Wealth Strategist here. That is Parker Holland, also with us, Safe Money correspondent Steve Siddall. Welcome in, guys.
Steve is our financial news guy, too, by the way.
He is.
He does all the news.
And a master of it, right?
Does
and,
everything.
And so what is Steve's nickname?
So Steve's nickname is, I love this, Chopper.
Yeah.
Look
what I brought into the studio, Chopper.
Well, look at that.
Got a director's chair, right, folks, with Chopper's name on the back.
So. I love it.
Yeah,
nice.
There you go. There you go, Stevie.
Thank you.
Yeah. So.
No, he is our news guy, though, and he's actually put together a fantastic segment for us. You guys ready for it?
I am.
All right, here we go.
Welcome to Diagnosis Retirement. I'm your Safe Money correspondent, Steve Siddall, reminding you that the only thing that can go wrong getting to retirement is everything. In today's episode, Here a Hack, There a Hack, Everywhere a Hack, we'll delve into one of the most egregious hacks of personal data ever. It involves the credit reporting company Equifax, and officials announced that the personal information of as many as 143 million Americans was compromised. Everything from your Social Security number, your driver's license, and much more, all bared for the bad guys to seize. We're talking about more than your credit score here, particularly if you are at or near retirement. Imagine this. The crafty hackers take your Social Security number and access your account. They initiate a change of address. And then when you turn 62, they claim your Social Security. When you go to claim what's yours at, say, 65, the SSA tells you you've been taking it for 3 years. It's not as far-fetched as you might think. Thankfully, we've got Coach Pete, a.k.a. Dr. Pete, with a prescription to help you keep safe, and I'm guessing that prescription is not more cowbell.
Nice segment, Steve.
I like that. That was fantastic, yeah.
You know, 143 million people, think about that, their identity at risk, and it's their Social Security numbers, everything. Have you ever pulled a credit report? They know where you lived 25, 30, 50 years ago.
Right. Exactly.
Where you worked, all this kind of stuff's on your credit report. So what can people do about it? Number one, they can get mad a little bit because I really think that some heads need to roll on this. I know people are leaving Equifax. They're resigning or whatever. But that doesn't, you know, maybe a fine, a slap on the wrist. I think some people really need some jail time for this. This is our identity. And we trust these organizations to guard them. So hopefully the other two are doing a better job than Equifax was.
I hope so. Hopefully.
You know, Experian and TransUnion, hopefully they're doing a better job. Who knows? So what can people do about it?
That's a good question.
Well, you can check your – well, I would – right away, I would order my credit report from the other two – one of the other two. No need to order one from each of them every single month. But if you order one every 3 months, you can get one every single year, like every 3 months, get a new credit report. Check your credit cards. If you get some mail in the mail that's basically saying congratulations on a new account and you didn't open a new account, you better call that company right away and find out what's going on. Another thing is people can show up to the hospital with your identity and get health care in your name. And then all of a sudden you have, like, say somebody has a kidney removed and they say they're you. Well, now when you go into the doctor, they're going to assume you only have one kidney, that kind of thing. Or if they put you on medication, that kind of thing. So be very careful. The medical identity theft, very scary to me.
It's getting more popular, too.
So very careful. Be careful. Be vigilant. And don't share your information with anybody else. I'm working on a new article right now. I'm writing for the New York Times. We're talking about identity theft. So we'll see if they publish it or not.
I can't wait to see it.
And but it'll be step by step. You know, there's certain things, though, that they're out of our control. We trust these organizations, just like people trust us when they come in with their financial information. We guard it here. We have a safe, and we have shredders, and we have cameras and locks and everything. They were just basically letting people in the back door.
Right. So, and I mean, 143 million, chances are you are among them.
Yeah, that's right. And I don't know. And then people are going to check to see if their identity was stolen, and I wouldn't even go. You were going to the site that supposedly was already hacked and putting your information in. So
exactly right. And now they're offering free, identity.
Credit monitoring. Yeah.
Credit monitoring.
But you know what the little disclaimer on that is? No one can protect you completely, but we'll do the best we can. Well, that just basically said they're not going to do anything.
They're not going to do anything.
I don't like 99% protection. I want 101%.
Yes.
And when they put a disclaimer in, that means that they're not guaranteeing anything.
Well, so. I think you said it best, Coach, and just be vigilant and be aware of what's going on.
All right, so be very careful. I mean, it's concerning to me, Steve. I mean, that are the places we go to protect our identity are the ones that are basically putting our identity at risk.
Oh, yeah.
Absolutely.
So let's talk about a little bit one of the L's that we were talking about. There's five L's retirement planning, and we call it SMART planning, strategic movement around retirement taxation. So before we left to the break, I said there was like a way to make sure to justify that making a lot of money in retirement is not a bad thing, even though you're in a higher tax bracket, right? So we have in your post-retirement, once you reach retirement, they call that post-retirement, you may be in a higher tax bracket in retirement because you lose mortgage interest deductions if you pay your house off, at-home child exemptions because the children are gone.
Sure.
Retirement plan contributions. Well, now you're retired, so you can't deduct the money you're putting in your retirement plan because you're taking money out, and now you're getting taxed, right? Charitable giving is some people still give in retirement, and they still can get a write-off on that. Student loan interest, though, you probably paid your student loans off. And then you have the RMDs coming out of your retirement accounts. And you know what? That's a required minimum distributions. And every single year, people make a lot of mistakes on this. And if you don't take out what you're supposed to take out, the government hits you with a 50% penalty of what you were supposed to take out. So let's say you were supposed to take out $11,000 and you forgot. Well, the IRS will send you a bill for $5,500 the next year. Whoa. That is ridiculous. Because if you take money out of your retirement accounts too early, it's a 10% penalty. If you don't take money out, which you don't do anything wrong, they hit you with a 50% penalty. And the idea is they want you to take money out so they can tax you on that money. You know, that's what it is. You've put money in. You've got a tax write-off. You've built that money up. All that money comes out taxable. All right. So the secret is to make sure to convert some of that money from taxable to tax-free and to put in order a spend and leave program. We're going to, when we come back on the next site, we're going to talk about what a spend and leave program is. We've even got a case study with Parker Holland, our chief strategist, going to talk about that. But what I want to do, I want to make sure people are on the right track. And folks, if you're one of the next 20 callers who call in right now, we're going to do a one-page financial review. This will indicate if you're in need of a full-blown financial or retirement plan. And keep in mind, this review, after we do all the work we do and all the man hours going into it and everything we give you, is over, well over $1,000 value, probably closer to $2,500, but we say $1,000. That's money you're going to save by not spending, put it that way. So it's not going to cost you a penny. It'll cost you gas money to come to our office. But you'll like our office because we'll give you coffee and donuts and cookies. We have all sorts of goodies in our office. But if you're one of the next 20 callers who call right now, absolutely free, complimentary, that's that review. And if you must have at least about $200,000 or so saved for retirement for this to work for you. And our strategies do work best for those of you with over $1 million. But we never turn anyone away as long as they're showing that they are trying. Folks, if you're trying to get to retirement and you're trying by saving money, we'll show you the right place to put that money. We're not going to penalize you for not having $1 million. But what this consists of, it's taking the mystery out of the financial and retirement planning process by mapping out for you where you are right now. We'll also run a fee report that'll help you untangle what working with your current planner or advisor is truly costing you. There's a lot of hidden fees out there people don't realize. We call them financial termites. We need to get rid of those. And if we do that, it'll take a lot of the anchors away from your portfolio, and you should experience dramatic growth potential. We're also going to perform a tax analysis. Now, this will reveal how you could possibly reduce your taxes all the way through retirement. We even help you by running a customized income plan. This is the most important part of any financial plan. It turns it into a retirement plan. It utilizes proven strategies and techniques, which could turbocharge your retirement income. And if you do that, folks, you take the worry out of living in retirement. If you're not worried about where the money's coming from, and it's automatically coming, we call it the green flag on the mailbox, each and every year to your mailbox, and you have income that's increasing over the years, that's a true income plan, and that's a true way to take worry out of living in retirement. In short, we're going to help you take all the guesswork out of the financial and retirement planning process. If you're one of the next 20 callers who have at least $200,000 saved for retirement, this is a $999 value at least. We're giving away at no cost or obligation. Call right now.
Just like we've been tackling problems on the show today, we can help you assess your plan and your outlook for retirement to make sure that you are on a secure path. This limited but complimentary review will help you determine how prepared your investments are to handle all the retirement pitfalls we talk about on the show. Those include inflation, Social Security, healthcare emergencies, so many things, the stock market volatility, risk, taxation. But here's the thing, folks. Most important, we want to show you how to produce a lifetime retirement income plan. That's right, folks, an income plan to last your entire lifetime, not just the lifespan of a bank account. Now, the number to call in and meet with John Kelly, who is Coach Pete's local trusted coach in the Chicago area, and his team is 800-477-1135. When you call in, you will receive a comprehensive retirement review that'll show you where you are now, but much more important, it'll show you a roadmap to get you where you need to be. Folks, there really is nothing to lose. Call on in and take advantage. That number once again, 800-477-1135. Again, that's 800-477-1135.
Well, when we come back, we're going to press the fast forward button in the financial world. We're going to bring Parker in, and he's going to talk about a $1 million case study.